Moving very swiftly for lovely Alice Blair in her first week in New York. Deeply interested in her work as personal secretary to attractive Richard Newman, president of the Newman Publishing Company, Alice sees the chance of furthering her career and paying off the family debts in Middletown. So far, only one immediate obstacle confronts her. How to convince her uncle, Andy Strong, and his maiden sister, Matilda, that a small apartment in town is an absolute necessity for her. Alice, seated at her desk in the small private office, lets her eyes wander to the window and out over the city of her dreams.
Yes, Mr. Newman?
Miss Blair, will you... Have you been seeing things again?
Seeing things?
Well, I was all set to give you a very businesslike order. I ring the buzzer, and what happens? You come in with that look of a little girl on your face. And so, I want to know what you've been up to.
I was looking out the window.
On company time?
Well, I just finished the first set of papers you gave me and was waiting for you to ring. It wasn't more than a minute.
Did you see anything interesting?
The street and all the people.
And you find it just as exciting as ever, huh?
Yes. They aren't just people. I see stories behind them all. I wonder who they are and where they're going. Don't you ever do that?
No, I can't say that I do, but if it's as stimulating as you seem to find it, I'd be willing to learn. Sit down, Miss Blair.
Thank you.
Well, I've hardly had a chance to talk with you since you started in. We've been rather rushed, haven't we?
Oh, I've liked it, though. Everyone working at top speed. It's like a great machine, and I like to feel that I'm part of it.
Well, you very definitely are. You've taken hold nicely. I'm more than satisfied.
Thank you, and thank you for telling me.
Are you finding the work a bit hard at first?
No, not yet.
Well, you can't say I didn't warn you about the hours. It'll be worse tonight than last night.
Oh, that's all right. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I think you're in the mood to just about enjoy anything that happens, aren't you? How do you like the apartment?
What apartment?
Well, I thought Miss Price said you were taking her place over by the river.
Well, I looked at it, Mr. Newman, but...
Didn't you like it? She always spoke so highly of it.
Oh, I loved it, but... Well, I told you I was staying with my uncle over in Brooklyn.
And your maiden aunt, yes, I remember every word. Don't they approve?
Uncle Andy does, or at least he sees why it would be better for me to be close by, but especially when there's so much late work.
And your aunt?
Well, maybe we can win her over. We're going to try.
You and Uncle Andy are partners, is that it?
Oh, he's a darling. I mean, he's really a wonderful person.
I'd like very much to meet him, I'm sure.
He's coming into the office to meet me, maybe tomorrow. He said he wanted to look over the...
Oh, you mean you're to meet and then look at the apartment?
Yes, I think we'll do that, too, but...
But what he really wants to do is look over the Newman Publishing Company, right?
Oh, you mustn't get the wrong idea about them, Mr. Newman. It's just because they feel responsible for me.
Well, that's not very hard to understand. So do I, you know.
You feel responsible for me? But why?
Well, didn't I give you your first tip for a job in the big city? Didn't I start you out on your all-important career?
Yes, you did. And I won't forget it, either. You gave me the tip and then the job. And I told Uncle Andy how marvelous you worked to
me. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on there now. Better be careful how you talk. Uncle Andy and I may turn into bitter rivals. You'd hardly want that, would you?
Oh, but I didn't mean it that way.
Well, things aren't always taken in the way they're meant. Ah, don't look so puzzled, Alice. I think your Uncle Andy and I would be great friends. When he comes in, let me know, will you?
Yes, Mr. Newman.
Fine. Oh, you said you'd finish up that Ebright copy.
Yes, I did.
Good. Now, here's a second batch of it. I'd like you to get it out tonight. You sure you don't mind staying?
Not at all.
If that goes out by air, Carl should have it day after tomorrow. Put in a note. Tell him he's no good. We don't like his stuff and haven't any use for him personally.
You want to say that to Carl Ebright?
Why not?
But Carl Ebright? Well, I think he's wonderful.
Oh, so you've read him, hmm?
Of course.
Then I may as well tell you it's notes like that that keep him so wonderful, as you call it. He's no good, we don't like his stuff, and we have no use for him personally. You got it?
Yes, Mr. Newman.
However, we want the material corrected and approved and back in our hands a week from tomorrow. You can sign the note.
Yes, Mr. Newman.
Rush it. Get it in tonight's mail. Think you can make it?
I'll do my best.
Oh, yes, listen. Anything else?
Didn't you say you wanted to see Richard Moran?
I clean forgot. I'll step right down there now and be back in a few minutes. And, oh, say, Miss Blair, maybe you'd better not sign that Ebright note after all.
No?
Last time we started writing one of our writers, Miss Price initialed the notes. It had drastic effects.
Well, what happened?
She married. I'm not taking any more chances.
Oh, you needn't worry about me.
Can I be sure?
Haven't I told you I was a career girl?
Oh, no interest at all in me.
I'm much too devoted to the Newman Publishing Company.
Which is quite all right by Richard Newman Publisher. Now get to work now or he'll throw you out.
Yes, Mr. Newman.
See you later.
See you later. And now a letter to Carl Ebright. Here am I, Alice Blair, and I may write to you, Carl Ebright. You who write of the sea, the tilt of planks, and the salt, tangy smell of a waterfront dock. The gates of adventure are opening wide. Yes? What was that? It came from Mr. Newman's office. But he went out. Miss Morell's gone. Is it the cleaning woman?
No. What? No cleaning woman.
Who are you? How did you get into Mr. Newman's office?
There are ways.
Well, what do you want? And who are you?
You ask me who I am? You. Who are you?
Why, Mr. Newman's secretary, if that means anything to you.
Oh, so. You are new, my little one. Yes, that does mean something to me. You are to enter my life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? That other, where did she go? Don't stare at me. Miss Price, what happened to her?
Well, she left. Ha.
It was I who sent her away.
Miss Price left to be married.
And now, Richard Newman, I can get to him.
What do you mean? You can get to him.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
He is coming back, yes?
No, he isn't coming back.
So, he leaves you here alone?
Yes, I'm all alone. He isn't coming back.
And you are not afraid, my pretty?
No, I'm not afraid of anything.
Then you are the one.
The one? For what?
To help me with a plan. We must get Newman.
I don't know what you're talking about. I want you to go.
Yes, now I will go. Now, with you, I have the courage.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Who I am is of nothing. But with you, I can be. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. Please, won't you go?
Yes, I go. But I will come back. You may tell Newman.
Yes.
Tell him. You have found the knife.
It happened. That man was really here. Oh, please let him get out of the building. Into the elevator, out of the building before. Mr. Newman. What did he mean, get Newman? A knife. I have found a knife. Oh, if they should meet.
Miss Blair. Oh. Well, what's happened? What is it?
Oh, Mr. Newman, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right, my dear child. Why, you're shaking all over.
Well, there was a man here. He got into your office.
Yes?
He said he was out to get you. He talked about a knife.
A man to get me? You're sure it wasn't some joke?
No, he was desperate. He kept threatening you. I tried to get rid of him. I was so afraid that...
Well, did he threaten you? Did he touch you?
No, he didn't. He said that...
Oh, no, don't talk about it. Well, you get all quieted down. It's all right. It's all right. Feel better?
Hmm? Yes, I... But I was so worried...
But he didn't touch you. What were you worried about?
About you.
Is this our career girl with no interest in men? Who is this strange character out to get Richard Newman? What part is Alice to play in his plan?